Good afternoon, everybody. It is April 2nd at 6 p.m. and the sun's still out. Sorry, I had this throat thing.
Yep.
Past couple of weeks. Carlisle, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Feel really good. Really good.
Feel nice?
Since that throat thing.
The throat. Whoa, what?
You know.
Okay. Corona has struck the town. It has struck the nation.
Yeah,
the
apparently
city.
Everybody's
freaking the fuck out.
Apparently everybody's doing like horrible shit. Attacking everyone. Stealing toilet paper. Some people buy rolls of toilet paper on eBay.
Well, look, people, they're only going to tell you 30 days at a time, because if they told you 4 months, they know the whole thing would go to shit. So, I'm just saying.
They know the whole thing would go to shit.
They're going to feed it to you in slices. They're not going to give you the whole thing at once, because then they know there'd be mutiny and revolt, which will slowly come if it is not fixed soon. Fast and with diligence.
Sounds like a speech.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was just kind of done with it.
Fast.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Speed.
That's exactly.
And
what
with diligence.
And then I get sniped.
We will not.
Oh my God! The one man who was trying to help. This has never happened before. The good man, getting hurt.
Probably happened a lot.
Not a saint, but no. Well, obviously, yeah. That was the sarcasm behind it. That's what happens to everyone. That good one. Well, what really is good. But hey, that's neither here nor there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi!
Taking a deep dive down the hole early, and we love you, and we hope that you're doing good. Sports, not a lot going on. That's why we give you the weird intro. Tom Brady is going to...
Living in Derek Jeter's house.
Yep, leasing
weird.
It in Tampa.
Yeah.
Is
ocean,
it weird?
Ocean front view.
And how much do you think he paid?
More than Giselle's worth, probably. No, I don't know.
I doubt that.
Yeah, yeah. Because he can't even...
Lot.
He couldn't buy her. Tom can't buy her.
She might be. I haven't even looked it up, but she might be worth more than Tom. Not legend status, but just like
30,000 plus square foot home.
30,000, 9 bathrooms.
How many kids does he kid?
They have more bathrooms than bedrooms. They have 9 bathrooms, 7 bedrooms. Is that alarming? Who spends that much time in the bathroom? That's all I'm saying.
Or that much time, plant one on your kid.
Look, we get it, man. You think he kisses kid? Where are you going with it?
That's just weird. Why do you have that many rooms?
Well, you never tongue kissed your dad?
No, fuck no.
Me either, but I just was gonna see if you have. So, what is going on in Tampa Bay? Really, are they gonna be a contender?
No.
The defense? Whoa, that was a quick no.
This year? Fuck no.
You don't think they have a chance?
I don't really think
I do.
Chance.
I do. And I'm a Saints fan. We play them twice a year. I think that it's going to be a scary affair. One there, one. Because we play them like week one or two every year.
They're going to be good.
And we lose.
But I think
first game almost every year. Like Fitzmagic 2 years ago. This past year.
I think to say that they're like a serious Super Bowl contender is kind of like reaching.
I'm not saying they're a serious Super Bowl contender, but I'm saying now with 7 teams in each conference, they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure.
There's 7 teams in the NFC better than them?
No.
Probably not. Not if everybody can stay healthy. I don't think so. Not even on paper. You have 2 of the highest receivers in the league. Your running backs are okay. You have Tom Brady,
defense,
Bruce Arians,
Hall,
Shaq, Barrett just got franchised. So, like, I don't know. I think that they have – and they have a lot more pieces, young pieces on defense. I don't know. I like them. I don't want to say that, obviously, but
I
think
the defense better with Kwon Alexander.
I think that they have what it takes to compete. Not necessarily win a championship, but to go above 500.
Oh, for sure.
You know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? Above 500.
No, there's a big difference in above 500 and
like
fucking
a, like a 11-win season. That's not crazy to say. 10 to 11 games?
It'll just we'll
that's
see.
A wild
we'll see what happens.
That's
I
a
mean.
7. Well, now it's like a 6 seed, I guess. I don't know how they're gonna rank it. It's usually, I don't know. We'll have to see how that shit plays out. But I do know I'm excited for it. You already know me. Bias, yes, but Saints are gonna win. Saints are gonna win it all. Okay, and they're gonna play
that's bold as fuck, dude.
They're gonna play Chiefs or Ravens. They win it, and I think the Ravens could go to the Super. I think it could be Ravens Saints.
Have you done a checkup on your coach?
Tampa Bay. Dude, he's cleared. He got cleared 3 days ago. Sean Payton, medically cleared. Marcus Smart,
you're not supposed to believe everything cleared. You believe on the news, son.
But he told it to me. He said it on his Instagram Live. So unless he's being paid by somebody to lie about his medical history, well, then not only is he infringing on his own health and safety and reconnaissance, but Hillary's, he's putting others at danger.
Got a 9mm pointing at his head.
Made no
right
sense.
Past the camera.
Made no sense. But I just got to say it with enough conviction to just kind of scoot it by. They're like, oh, that's right.
No, you're just using words that...
Right.
Yeah.
That would just mean, like, if I was a lawyer and you're trying to get a jury, like, in that scenario.
Yeah, give him life, dude.
Not me. No, I would be... Somebody else would just be fucked.
Yeah.
And I'd just have to be like, you know what, Hunter, you got to be better. Go home, crack a beer, think about it a little bit, then forget about it forever.
And then fucking, who's that guy?
This is a scenario. This isn't real. I wouldn't actually do that.
He's not actually in law school.
No. Couldn't ever do that. Well, maybe. Maybe. I would have to meet the person. And they'd be like, oh, you like law? Sure.
Nah, I'm not going to say that.
Nope. Don't say it.
I'm not.
Good.
Maybe if this is
I don't want you to say
doing
it.
What it's...
It's doing it.
Yep.
So.
It is.
We're not going to do that.
Nope.
But what we are going to do is we're going to mention this NBA 2K20. Okay, so I didn't realize how official this really is. Because this is happening. That's happening.
It's happening.
It's fucking happening, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it? What is it? It's the 2K tournament.
So the tournament, it starts Friday on ESPN. It will be aired on ESPN. And hang on. Oh, yeah, Kevin Durant is the one seed. Apparently he's really cold at 2K. And then Derrick Jones Jr. is the 16 seed. So they will be taking off first
5 p.m. Friday on ESPN. Be sure to tune in and check it out.
Again, Trae Young, Harrison Barnes, cold. I feel like all the good seed. I'm excited to see how this shit plays out. Because this all depends on... You know that they've been playing 2K for nonstop. They are right now. Like, everybody's just playing 2K. Until...
Playing 2K.
Like, that's what you've been doing.
I bought it yesterday. Hey.
You did.
Hey, there's a sale.
Sale, guys. Look. Don't know about Xbox. PlayStation. You know, $19. Mm-hmm. Tax. Mm-hmm. It's about $21. Mm-hmm.
This fucking is for the poor deal. Folk who didn't already have it.
Yeah.
I just bought
I didn't
Madden.
Have it.
I bought Madden this year.
I need to get something like that, too. But I did... The last NBA game I had...
NHL.
2K15. So, needed a game. $20.
I gave you.
You gave me 18.
Yep.
Much appreciated. I have
Legend
it. Give it back
edition.
To you.
Shaq.
You should take that to GameStop and get your 4 cents or something.
Yeah, dude. They can fuck it off. I would rather you have it. I'd rather you play it. I'd rather you give it to Shane. Something.
So, like, duplicate
just let him
it.
Toss it around with the friends and
like
just download
like
it on
a
the
Frisbee.
Console.
Yeah.
You can still find mods where you can download the like new rosters.
Yeah.
Updated rosters.
Definitely.
Nevertheless, NBA, what are we going to do? Everybody in the world saying... Okay, so Kirk Herbstreit's been crucified because he said that the college football season probably won't happen. He was like, pretty much like, I'm going to be very, 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 very surprised if we have a college
and
football season.
And the thing is like, I kind of see where he's coming from. Like,
I don't because every football coach and everybody else is like, no, we're definitely going to have a season.
Well, no. I
That's
see
crazy.
Where he's coming from.
That's crazy talk.
He's trying to plant that seed in people's minds like, hey, if this shit's happening to everything else you love, it's not crazy to think it can...
It's like a kid. Like, if you don't eat your vegetables, you're not going to get your dessert.
Well, it's just like, oh, you got all these people that are like, oh, shit, are we going to shut down or still do it? Well, it's like football's looking at, like, are we going to make the smart decision and call this early? He's just trying to be like, hey, they could do it. That's where I took that.
Okay.
But they better not.
If they do that, man, the riots in the streets.
I'm going to fucking... Hey, know who else got in trouble?
Jack.
Mike Leach.
All right, look. So first
this
off,
shit's funny.
Not a big deal.
Shit's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny. I think it's funny.
It's funny to me.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Funny
oh,
shit.
Trust me, I saw.
You know, if you go to his like other tweets, like prior, people are posting that picture back. So
yes.
If you haven't seen it, just do a little research. You find it.
But give the context for the people here.
Quote, had no intention of offending anyone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the quote of the century? Mike Leach apologized Thursday for a since-deleted tweet that showed a meme of a woman knitting her husband a noose during self-quarantine.
Yep.
I feel like that explains all of us.
It's a fucking joke, people.
Yeah. chill out.
If you're that depressed, don't get on the internet. Go do something productive. Don't sit online. That's not going to help.
And if you are that depressed, well, you can't go get meds because everybody's closed. So you might as well hope your significant other is knitting you a noose.
And that was a joke.
Yeah, but that's a joke.
Another one. And we know you won't like that one either.
We're just staying true to the brand here, fellas.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then just don't listen to it.
Exactly. Hey, if you don't want to fucking get bit by a shark, don't swim in the ocean.
Yep.
If you don't want to get ran over by a car, don't lay down behind it as it's moving. You know, I'm just
if
saying.
If you don't
people are getting
want
too
to get
sensitive.
Shot, just, well.
You can't pick up the analogies here. All I'm saying is that you can stay away from stuff you don't like. You don't have to have an opinion about everything that sucks, because if you did, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's funny. Weird. It's funny how much time people will spend.
I'll find myself
almost doing it, and then I'll be like, nope, don't do that, and then I'll fucking go do, I'll swerve. Sports, I'll argue about it all day. But actual life things that, like, could potentially matter, I don't know. I just feel like people need to shut the fuck up and vote. That's the only thing that you can do.
Yeah, and
controls.
Even that, it's like, you know, argue about that if you want, but I don't care, so.
All right, and hey, look, I'm freedom of speech. You can argue about whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Saying it doesn't do any, hey, is it, like my grandfather said, worrying is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you nowhere.
Hey.
You know? I'll tell you what, that's a little piece of advice.
Hey, and people spend a lot of money on rocking chairs.
Hey, I think that the numbers last year were per capita 1 million per 10 people on rocking chairs. Incredible.
Per capita.
Incredible numbers. And that's coming out of the tri-state area, son. We whittle here.
Do you still believe in Tua? You still believe in the Tua?
He got his hip
Tua
cleared.
Tornado.
Oh,
he's got
positive,
a nice hip.
Positive
nice
test. Hip.
Apparently.
Very moved,
doctors
smooth.
Are,
very nice
quote,
thrust.
Overwhelmingly impressed with his results.
Not just
so,
impressed, but they're overwhelming. They don't know how to control how impressed they are.
They're so
they're
impressed.
Hold in how impressed.
With how Tua has recovered, they're actually looking to make COVID-19 vaccinations off of his plasma.
They're using his blood cells and DNA, hoping that it will fight and attack the COVID-19 virus.
Somehow with his gifted ability,
his genes,
and his good spirit, along with all like of years and
army.
Years of spam,
a marching down.
It's unstoppable.
Marching down
yep.
the veins, attacking COVID. A Hawaiian marching band. All right, Roll Tide. So, who do you think drives Tua?
I don't know why I see him at, like, Miami.
Yeah, Mel Kiper's number four pick.
Well, I mean, I see him there. There's so many people that need
quarterbacks. Or Giants with Isaiah Simmons. Elijah Simmons. Whatever the fuck his name is.
I mean,
he's great. He's a legend. And I should be slapped for not knowing his name.
The Jets could eventually, I mean, Sam Darnold, come on. What's really, you know, I could see that being turned around.
That's not good, man. I still think that Belichick or Peyton is going to trade up for Burrow. I still think something crazy is going to happen.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's dumb enough to get.
That could happen. Some crazy shit's going to happen.
Well, they have enough talent
I believe.
And draft picks stocked up, Saints and the Pats, to do that.
Chargers need a quarterback.
Because I could see the Saints doing the 24th pick in the draft that we have this year, our second round pick, next year pick, and then fucking like Taysom Hill for Joe Burrow. I could see that happening. Call me crazy. Call me what you will.
But like,
I
we
just
need,
to say,
we
I
want him. We need him. He's a Saint.
Hey,
that'd
dude,
be crazy.
He's born on the bayou, son. He'd be at home. Won the Natty in the Dome. Where do you roam? E.T. phone home.
But what if he wants to go back home to
Burrow
Cincinnati? I liked Ohio. That's where I'm from. The grass is just green up here.
Maybe, dude, I don't know. Maybe he pulls an Eli Manning. I don't think he will. I think he's a man of character. Unlike Eli.
Seems like the biggest game ever.
And his deep south
just
dad.
Rocking.
You said what?
This game just seems rocking.
Michigan.
Yeah, people are just
Ohio
shit.
Ohio State, 31-42. Ohio State, number one versus number two. See, this is the shit that's like, that's the horseshoe, son. That's number one and number two rivalry right there, boy. That's a great.
Who's that?
I don't know. But that's a bomb. No way. Yeah.
Bye! Oh.
flag. No flag. No flag on the play. Oh my! Oh, there is a flag actually on the play.
This looks to be around 2003, 4, 5,
6, 7, 8, 9, 11.
10 all the 10. Way.
I skipped, but that's okay.
Hey, look, we're at 20, and now shit's funny, and everybody's coughing up a lung.
Corona.
Lungs collapsing, and fingers are snapping. Everybody wants a test.
Okay, so Donovan Mitchell versus Rui Hachimura. Who's going to win that game?
Who's going to win? Give me Donovan Mitchell, the number 4 seed, against the number 13 seed. Tale of the tape,
Carlisle.
Tonight? All right, my dark horse for all these guys.
Okay.
Zach LaVine, 7 seed.
I still think Montrezl Harrell, the 8 seed, is going to win it all.
Really?
Yep. Just because I told Tripp.
Let's just pick right now because this shit does happen Friday, right? Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Starts tomorrow. I don't know how the seating works or how far it goes.
Yeah. Well, how does this?
I don't know.
Are every game's gonna happen tomorrow or something?
I don't know. Maybe this is just the first seat. I don't know. There's no way out of the NBA that these are the only people that play 2K. I know that's not true. Grant Williams is pretty good apparently.
Yeah, everybody plays 2K. Right. Everybody, like pretty much everybody plays
2K. I would assume every NBA player would as well. But you know what they say about assuming? Hey.
What if one of them got really pissed off? Like, why the fuck would I want to do that when I do that for a job?
It's like, wow, man. There's got to be at least one guy out there like that.
Markieff Morris.
Nah, you did.
Nah, dude. Marcus is always trying to play, but Markieff's like, no, dude, we do that shit, though. And then he's like, but we have the same tattoos.
Yeah, but, like, gangsters still play GTA.
You think so?
100%.
You think that's practice?
Yeah. Or motivation. One of the two.
Like, when they're hiring young kids, they're like, hey, I'm going to need you to move these toothbrushes for, you know, Billy. They, like, get him to play GTA and see how good he is at it.
Must be playing Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, you know. What else do we have? Rugby. Bankrupt. Oops. Not good. So apparently last year they had a setback of like $4 to $5 million just because the attendance wasn't well at the Washington Pro-Am or something of the sort. But I do know that, yeah, I don't know really what's going to happen. Apparently not good stuff because they had to already get like a lower office. They couldn't pay players.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this is, you know, like a movie that doesn't, it's not going to have a happy ending. A lot of people are thinking, like, oh, it's going to be okay by summer. We're all going to be living it up in the stars.
Nope. I'm trying to see. It's a terrible article. The Guardian, whoever owns The Guardian, I don't like you. Oh, the official website, USA Rugby. Don't worry, guys. We're still a thing.
California cancels all combat sports through May. Huh.
Fuck. Yeah, and Khabib, like, apparently said that he wouldn't come back to fight anyway.
He's in Russia. Fasting because of Ramadan.
Sure.
Because he's Muslim, so.
That is true, actually.
Said that, I think it's like a, I don't want to be wrong on this because there's a lot of people, but I think they fast for like 10 or 15 days, something like that. So he was even saying, he was like, I'm going to need 40 to 45 days after to eat and work out and get my body back to fight in shape.
Understandable.
Because if he fought right after that.
But then why would you agree to it in the first place? Because you know that that's what's
going
to happen.
It's a religious thing, though.
Okay, but this is the fifth time that they've been rescheduled. He knows the dates. Don't set it then. That's all I'm saying. And I respect that.
He shouldn't set the date for that. I mean, you can't move Ramadan.
No, but you can control when you have the fight. So you have it before or after. You know what I'm saying?
Which it was supposed to be before, but I guess he didn't prepare for this fucking coronavirus.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was affected. I didn't think it would be affected. I thought they'd get able to get through it.
They'd be able to do it, but I guess they can't. I guess they can't do it. They tried.
That's what I was looking forward to the most in this month.
No way, March Madness.
Well, I mean, yeah. Besides that, UFC spring? Was going
Dude,
going
spring
further
game was
than this.
2 weeks from now. We were going to be at the spring game 2 weeks from now.
That's crazy.
2 weeks from now, we were going to be at the spring
See?
Game.
See? Kirk Herbstreit's already right. That shit's already canceled.
But
people look forward
canceled.
To that shit.
It's been canceled.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
That's not the same. It's a fucking 4 months, 5 months difference.
Yeah, but everybody
April
watches
to
that
September
shit.
Is five
Everybody's
months.
Looking forward to it.
Right. Like, oh, so it's like we're going to take precaution to not game. Have the spring game. Look, this could shake things up. This could make teams who maybe didn't have as much of a chance have a chance now because everybody's going to be on the same wavelength as far as they haven't been fucking training or practicing, and you can only
and there's no
try
film.
As hard as y'all want to try.
There's no film.
Unless you zoom it really? Together or send it as a link and you just hope everybody watches it. And then you talk about it later on a Zoom. I don't know how it works. I'm just saying.
On a Zoom?
There's ways to figure it out. It's just depending on who's going to want to figure it out bad enough. Kirby Smart was like, I've talked to more coaches and done more meetings this way over the internet. He's like, honestly, it gives you something to think about going forward. Maybe everything will just
what
be
did he
digital
turn into
now.
Marty like halfway saying that?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, we're going to have a race here this weekend. It's iRacing.
Yeah, them boys going to fire up their computers. They're going to get on that fucking computer chair, and they're going to get
rig,
in there.
That rig, son. On that nice chair. Racing with monitors to match.
That's crazy. Jimmy Johnson said he had to have a trainer for it. Had like 100 hours and something crazy.
Yeah, Dale Jr. apparently is a pro. All right, so apparently this weekend we have... Oh, wait. 320. What in Sam Hill? Bristol at Saturday night racing. Yes! Yes! Saturday night thunder at Bristol. Yes! Everybody knows it's the best quarter mile track. It's the fastest track in the god darn nation. I tell you, son. What in tarnation? I'm be running it hot. To trot.
Can you tell us who are going to be the drivers in this one here?
I tell you what, son. Best drivers in this race are going to be Denny Hamlin, Dale Jr., Bobby Labonte. Oh, son. And we got Greg Biffle. He's going to be coming in this race here this weekend. He's one of the fan favorites. And to be honest with you, he's one of my favorites. I grew up watching him as a kid. Me and Paul used to sit in the living room, sit down with a nice ice cold Coca-Cola. Folks, go ahead and check that out while you're quarantined. Go ahead and grab you some ice cold Coca-Cola. Carlisle, now look, the best thing about this race here, Kevin Harvick's going to be looking at number one in the leaderboard here in points as far as this season goes. Joey Logano, number two. Chase Elliott, number three. Now, Chase Elliott here, he's a son of a bitch on the track. I tell you, he's a real devil. Great driver, one of the best I've ever seen, possibly. Fan favorite as well. Everybody loves him. He's got 144 points this year. That's okay, because they could move him up to the spot, depending on how they rank these I-rankings. I don't really know how much weight it's going to hold, but I do know.
Couldn't hold that much, because it is fake. Not that fake, considering how much these guys are putting in time.
Well, WrestleMania, that's canceled. That's also, is that fake?
Yeah, they use ketchups, so it's pretty fake.
Maybe. Maybe it's not, though.
Maybe it's real.
It's real people. They fall. For real. And they land on something.
For real.
It's hard. No, but for real, I'm excited about this iRacing. I'm so mad.
Denny Hamlin won last
canceled.
Time, and it was awesome.
No, it wasn't because he bumped Dale. Cool.
It wasn't cool that I wanted Dale, but it was just cool because he was like in eighth place with six laps to go.
I'm a little
pretty incredible.
Upset. But the ARCA series will be okay. NASCAR delays the debut of next-gen car to 2022, and you know what? That's going to be okay because the car was scheduled to have debuted with the 2021 Daytona 500, but... It's just not going to work because the coronavirus has set everything back as far as testing, presentation, sponsorships, you know.
And sticks shifting and all that.
All that. We got ARCA Menard Series, Bristol Motor Speedway. We got a whole lot of stuff going on. This one here is going to be looking to. So, here, more NASCAR racers jumping into the pool this weekend. Sunday's Food City Showdown, 1 p.m. Eastern. Gonna
better get you a dog, son.
Okay, so Saturday Night Thunder. That's gonna drop, dude. This is so fucking cool. Drivers from the NASCAR Xfinity and Gander RV and Sport Truck Series, as well as the NASCAR Peak Mexico Series, the NASCAR Whelen Euro Series, and ARCA. All drivers in Saturday Night's events will be streamed on eNASCAR.com. Will complete in the ARCA Menard Series cars. All right, so hang on. Who's the fucking Let me see who we got here. I want to see who's driving.
Who do we got? Who do we got? Who do we got to get there? Dun, 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 dun. Should be, man, Dover would be dope. Food City, Bristol Motor Speedway, postponed, but they're running it.
Running it, Jack.
Oh, they're running it. They ran Texas. Oh, they're running it. They ran the Homestead, so. And dude, Dover, Talladega, then Dover. Should have gone to Dega.
Should have gone to Dega, baby. I wonder if you can get drunk in the iRacing in the middle of Dega. That would be real as fuck.
Yeah, but a lot of them stream it, like through Twitch, like so you can watch them race. But some of them do have Yetis. You could have Jack in the Yeti. Nobody would know nothing. You'd have something in the Yeti. You'd have a beard, ice cold.
You start swerving. Hey.
Oh, hey. We love you.
We love you. Stay safe.
We miss sports as much as you do. But honestly, we hope you stay safe out there. Good God Almighty.
Keep your distance. Get through this. We need football.
Yes, sir. Peace.
And ma'am.